Well, first of all, it's a great honor. It's a testament to the hard work that our energy team in the Northwest has been doing for the past few years. And essentially, what it boiled down to is, over the course of a 5-year period, we were able to put into place about $46 million in energy projects. The West Sound and Kitsap County of portion of our footprint, and by putting in $46 million in energy projects, we have realized about a $7 million savings annually and reduced our energy consumption by approximately 16%. So it's been just a great good news story all around, from a consumption reduction perspective and a cost reduction perspective.
Now, when you, as the Northwest Division, have an energy, have a reduction of energy consumption by 16%, what area does that cover? What's the geographic guideline for that?
Well, all of the Navy installations in the Northwest, from our air station Whidbey Island to the Puget Sound Naval Shipyard and Intermediate Maintenance Facility, all of the Navy installations. In this particular case, the presidential award was focused on Naval Base Kitsap, and that's a subset of the Navy in the Northwest, but a really significant subset of the Navy in the Northwest. It represents about 80% of our energy consumption footprint. And, in essence, our success and by garnering the award, what we have done at Naval Base Kitsap is an overall testament to what we're doing on a regional perspective in the Northwest.
So this is pretty innovative, and you must have employed some new technologies to achieve this goal. What did you do differently?
Well, we really focused on improving our systems, on our system efficiencies, and we did projects like lighting retrofits, like digital controls of our buildings, replacing and upgrading heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Lighting was significant. We replaced things like compressor air systems, air handling units. Improve the weatherization, if you will, of our buildings so that they were more environmentally and energy sound. So, we've gone after and been very aggressive, very assertive about improving the existing systems, their efficiencies, and replacing them with newer technology so that we can begin to take more aggressive control of managing our systems and the energy that they consume.
And the cost comparison between the old technology and the new technology, at what point do you start to realize benefit from that?
Well, we have actually already started to realize benefits, of the $46 million that we've invested over the past 5 years. We are experiencing about a $7 million savings annually. And that's pretty significant for us, because from a utilities budget perspective, our utilities budget pretty much getting reduced every year, and by having an associated energy consumption reduction, that really helps to have those reduced dollars stretch further for our operational and shore infrastructure needs.
And so when you reprogram those dollars, are they plowed back into energy reduction? Do you further try to extend those benefits?
Absolutely, and we actually, we're able to accomplish these goals and this energy reduction by working in partnership with utility service providers, and we get credits from them for reducing energy, and we can return some of these savings back into further energy projects. So, you bring up a great point about our ability to excel in this area. Because by saving money, money comes back in, and it's kind of like a revolving door, a portion of that savings anyway, that helps us to put more money into further energy projects each time we save.
We're talking to Christopher Fluro. He is the head of the Public Works Business Line for the Navy in the Northwest, talking to them about their great accomplishment. They've won the Presidential Award for Leadership in Federal Energy Management. Now, as a leader in energy management, that must mean that there are others who are tapping into your success to try to figure out how they can do it for themselves. Have you had a lot of inquiries from other parts of the country or other maybe military branches about this?
Not necessarily other military branches, but we have a really excellent connection with counterparts and with other agencies in the Southwest in California, and we are constantly exchanging innovation ideas and areas for improvement. Sometimes it's not necessarily fully applicable because of the difference in the environment, but we get calls from folks in the Southwest, and we're actually starting now to get some requests from folks in the Southeast, because they say, hey, you know, in the Northwest, they must be doing something right. Not only do the numbers speak for themselves in terms of the consumption reduction, but there's national recognition that's coming now, so they must be doing something right in their footprint. And we are getting calls from primarily other Navy interested entities about the good things that we're doing in the Northwest.
And is there any plan to actually contribute energy back to the grid at some point?
Well, back to the grid at some point, you know, in terms of what we are doing now, I think there will be a push towards that, but we have a it's one of those areas that we absolutely have to work with our external utility service providers, because the only way that we are truly successful with our consumption reduction and with our innovative initiatives or renewable technology or alternative sources is to work with those partners.
So that may be something in the future.
It is, and it's we're actually just tapping that. And just to kind of also add, we've gotten inquiries not only from folks in the continental United States, but we've gotten queries from, you know, the Navy in Guam, our Navy facilities in Japan, regarding energy information sharing and technology information sharing. So I mentioned the Southwest and Southeast before, but, you know, our tentacles are now stretching overseas to help our fellow Navy facilities.
Well, this is great. They see a winner and they want to mirror what you do and become successful as well.
Absolutely. But, you know, whenever you... you know, you achieve and get certain accolades, it kind of sets the bar higher, and you know that we will certainly be buckling down and working to do even better than we've done, because now the bar is higher, and you know we're really focusing on 100% contact throughout the region and building on the culture of energy conservation and system efficiencies, and you know really working towards going to that next step.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us to talk about it this morning. We wish you congratulations on the presidential.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
you're welcome. You and your team deserve a lot of credit for this, so congratulations to all of you.
Thank you so much. And you mentioned the key point. It has been a great team effort just all across the board, and that's the way we've been successful, and that's what we're going to build on for the future.